Hello, Coastal Virginia Unitarian Universalist. My name is James Hutchison, and I go by the pronouns he, him, his. Thank you all so very much for allowing me to be here. It's a true honor to stand at this pulpit, and it is not taken lightly. Standing here has represented something of significance to me. I've stood up here twice before, once during my coming of age in middle school, when I told you what I believed in my credo statement. I stood up here again in high school when I talked about Matthew Shepard and Tyler Clementi, two men who lost their lives for being gay. It was in that moment that allowed me to come out at this church. I've seen celebrations of life, love, loss, and I've stood up at our old church and man the Mary that I love under this altar. So when I stand here, please know that out of respect and love, I say, I have got bad news for us. When I was a young boy in this church, being a Unitarian was at the forefront of progressive issues. We marched against the Iraq War. We proudly displayed the pride flag and was the birthplace of NEST. And before my time, Unitarians were some of the first people to die for civil rights. We were the first ministers to ever march for gay pride. And just last week, I saw an article about how the Unitarian Church of Norfolk were actually publicly renounced by the Hampton City Council for something they did back in the 70s. We were out there doing work. But there is a new America on the horizon, one that we as Unitarians must learn to recognize and understand, one that is more inclusive, less religious, and more environmentally friendly. And we are not keeping up anymore. We've fallen behind the pack on what is progressive and what is needed. We've begun riding our accolades of the past. We struggle to accept what is now considered commonplace. The notion that Black Lives Matter is so commonly accepted by those under 30, it's hard to believe that we struggle to hang a banner in support of BLM. Dare we not offend some of our congregants to take a stand for what is right? There will always be a tension between what is old and what is new and the younger and the older generations. But to label us as millennials and wanting things quickly and writing us off is to do a disservice to the change of the possibilities ahead. The future of being a Unitarian Universalist is not one that lies within these walls. Much work has gone into this beautiful home, but do not let this home be our religious coffin. When you say, I put your hand in mine so that we can do together what we cannot do alone, and we always have room for one more, are you asking for one more person that looks like me, that talks like me, and thinks like me? Or are you willing to accept someone that is black and outspoken? Trans and not passing. Undocumented and visible. Because if you want someone who looks like me and talks like me and thinks like me, y'all, we're gonna have a hard time moving ahead. And we have much work to do. Because being Unitarian is something that is a call to action. Unitarianism is not sitting around saying, look at what we have done, but rather what we can still do. And family, there is much work to be done. I am a son of this church. I was raised by many of you. And I can tell you that this structure is not what defines us, but our work. It is not these gilded walls, comfy chairs, and a new social hall that makes us a church and makes us a congregation. It is our work, our intent, and our action that makes us in Unitarians, and above all else, makes us citizens of our community. I would trade in a heartbeat a sweltering summer heat at our old church and creaky pews if it meant we were getting back into our community. Reverend Justine said that our church could be held in a parking lot, and how right she is. Our church can be held anywhere. It can be held in South Norfolk. It could be held at Sandwich Makers, at a picket line, or even cleaning Catholic charity housing. It can be held at a warehouse in southern Texas. And I think we've become jaded. I think we've retreated to our comfort zone and we've put up our blinders. So maybe it's now a good time to consider why you joined this church. On March 7th, 1965, James Reeb, a Unitarian minister, was participating in Southern Christian Leadership Conference and went to Selma, Alabama, along with Reverend Clark Olson and Reverend Orliff Miller. While eating at an integrated restaurant, Reverend Reeb, Olson, and Miller were attacked and beaten severely. Reverend Reeb sustained severe injuries and was taken to three separate black hospitals because a white hospital would not see him. His death 2 days later propelled Lyndon Johnson, along with tens of thousands of others, to support the Voting Rights Act. It was his death that was the forefront of Lyndon Johnson's speech that was delivered to Congress. Reverend King said James Reeb symbolizes the forces of good and will in our nation. Unitarians were becoming so effective at supporting black and brown people that they had to kill him. But that was back then. So I ask again, why did you join? Was it because it was so utter in its acceptance, so fervent in its action, that you thought, this is where I want to bring my children, that this is where I want to make a change? Well, y'all have already seen, a change is a-coming. We act as if there are not children in cages at the southern border being separated from their families. This isn't extremist, this simply is. Inside an old warehouse in southern Texas, hundreds of children wait in series of cages separated by metal fencing. Scattered about are water bottles, bags of chips, and large foil sheets intended to serve as blankets. That's going on. Y'all, Facebook posts are not the keys to unlocking those cages, to bringing those children home. It's getting out there. It's getting our hands dirty. It's picking up where people left off. And let me ask you, if you were fleeing and your child or your grandchild was taken from you, where would you be? And what would you be asking of the community around you? Many years to come, when your children ask you, where were you when they started taking children? Were you out there protesting for justice? And were you breaking unjust laws? And were you upholding what it meant to truly be a Unitarian and a human? Because I think we feel as though Unitarianism in of itself cannot change. The seven principles are designed for change. If we don't like them, we can change them. And I can absolutely assure you that they will be changed. Because it is important to say Black Lives Matter. Because a history of segregation and slavery must be recognized, or else we will never be able to remedy it. And I don't want to mince words, but I am a racist and I am transphobic. I cannot speak for their experiences, their trials, and I cannot walk a mile in their shoes. But I can and I will believe them. I will love them and I will stand behind them with every fiber of my being. And for those of you who get tired about hearing about Black Lives Matter, or for those of you who don't think Black Lives Matter, please continue to try and please come back to the table. We are the agitator generation. And we are running out of time. But this is the new face of the church. This is the new face of human rights and civil rights. We are not the status quo, and we cannot accept complacency or moderates, because people's lives are beginning to depend on it, and every generation needs you to get out and get to work. So, that's the end of my formalized speech. I have one thing to say. On May 8th, there is going to be, please do not use Uber or Lyft. We are going to be supporting the employees of Uber and Lyft. So on May 8th, please don't use their services. That's this Wednesday.